Every app was built to steal your attention. Here's how to stop fighting it and design a digital environment where focus is the default instead. I used to think digital minimalism meant deleting apps and cold-shouldering your phone. It doesn't. It means ruthlessly designing the digital environment where you spend 8 hours a day so that focus isn't something you white-knuckle into being. It's just what naturally happens when the friction favors deep work over distraction. The apps on your phone weren't built for your well-being. They were engineered by people paid very well to make you come back. The notifications, the infinite scroll, the feeds that know your weaknesses better than you do, none of it is accidental. It's the business model. You're not the customer. You're the product being sold to advertisers. Once you know that, the game changes. You stop using willpower against a system 1,000 engineers designed to defeat it. Instead, you build a different system, one where the defaults are on your side. The three layers. Layer 1, deletion. Not the things you actually use, the things that feel useful but aren't. The news apps you check for 5 minutes that turn into 30. The feeds designed to make you feel behind. If you can go a week without it, it's dead weight. For me, that meant no Twitter, no Reddit, no news apps, and no email on my phone. I check email on desktop, on a schedule, not ambiently. It feels terrifying the first time. It's actually freedom. Layer 2, friction. The apps you legitimately need don't get VIP placement. No badges, no notifications, some buried 3 taps deep in a folder. If someone needs you urgently, they have your number. Everyone else waits until you choose to check. Dialing back notification badges alone cut my ambient phone checking in half. Layer 3, the tools that actually help. Digital minimalism isn't anti-technology. It's anti-distraction. A good book app is fine. A meditation timer is fine. A focused writing space where nothing can interrupt you is brilliant. AI in an email draft when I need to move fast is a force multiplier. The difference is that I chose these tools. They serve me. They don't have a business model that requires my attention to be fragmented. The app audit. I'm going to list every app on my phone. For each one, ask me 2 questions. Does it serve a goal I actually care about? And does its design profit from my distraction? Then help me sort them into 3 piles, delete, add friction, or keep. And suggest how to bury or mute the ones in the middle so they stop pulling at me. The real payoff. You don't realize how much attention fragmentation costs until you stop. The first week is almost boring. You reach for your phone out of habit, find nothing interesting, and actually finish the thing you were working on. By week 2, work that took 90 minutes with the phone nearby takes 45 without it. By week 3, the cognitive load drops. You're not running mental tabs on 17 feeds. Not holding a low-level anxiety about missing something. The silence gets peaceful instead of scary. The catch worth naming. You have to be willing to be unreachable sometimes. Not always. Your close people have your number if it's truly urgent. But if anyone can reach you instantly at all times, you've built an emergency room in your pocket. That one boundary is the whole lever. The point. Digital minimalism isn't asceticism. It's designing friction to favor what you actually want instead of what someone else programmed you to want. Delete the noise, make the tools you keep work for you. Then watch what happens to your focus when you stop fighting the architecture and start changing it instead.